My name is Lauren Vandiverde, and I'm at the University of Illinois at Chicago. There, I'm in the neuroscience program in the Department of Medicinal Chemistry, and I've just finished my third and final graduate year by defending my thesis, which is entitled Nitrate Chimeras, a New Class of Disease-Modifying Agents for the Treatment of Alzheimer's Disease. Our hypothesis was that a compound improving synaptic health could be coupled to a backbone that kept neurons alive, resulting in a drug that would prevent synaptic loss and dying neurons, two hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. Specifically, we used a nitrate group to activate a protein called soluble guanylyl cyclase, which produces cyclic GMP, that downstream causes phosphorylation of a protein called CREB. Without phosphorylated CREB, long-term memories just aren't formed, and it's known to be decreased in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. And again, we coupled the synaptic and memory restoration activity to a backbone that prevents neurons from dying. For my thesis, I started with cultures of neurons to test protection against death caused by either oxygen glucose deprivation or by beta amyloid, which is the major component of plaques in the Alzheimer's brain. I found the compounds protected the cells against both of these toxic insults, and I detailed at least one pathway that was involved, which was activation of the GABA-A receptor and inhibitory ion channel. I then used electrophysiology to test the effect of compounds on neuronal activity in the hippocampus of mice that had human Alzheimer's genes inserted to give them Alzheimer's pathology. These mice showed substantial deficits in long-term potentiation, which is a type of synaptic transmission that acts as a cellular model for learning and memory. Acutely, the compounds reversed the synaptic deficits in the hippocampus, and the use of blockers revealed the involvement of soluble guanylyl cyclase, which supported our idea on the mechanism of action. Lastly, I administered the compounds to Alzheimer's mice in a hydrogel suspension, which is basically a kind of gelatin. After 10 weeks, the treated mice improved in behavioral models of memory and showed less neuroinflammation than controls, and these effects correlated very nicely with the increased levels of phosphorylated CREB. Also, there appeared to be an effect on the classic Alzheimer's pathology, plaques and tangles, even though this was not specifically targeted. At the end of my work, we have one lead compound and four follow-up compounds with efficacy in animal models and a supported mechanism of action. The lead compound is scheduled to enter phase 2 clinical trials in the next year, and the details for our mechanistic work will be posted later this year. We collaborate with Dr. Elliot Muffson at Rush University, Dr. John Larson at UIC, and Dr. Ottavio Renzio at Columbia University. This work was supported by a grant from the NIA.